天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是主持人小华。那今天呢，麦克牧师将会带领我们来学习十诫中的第八诫，那就是不可偷盗。一听到这个题目，或许很多人都会松一口气说，哎呀，这个很好守嘛，像我从来都没偷过东西。但亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，这一条诫命真的是如此简单吗？在它背后又有哪些深意呢？那就让我们跟着麦克牧师一起进入今天的天路导向吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
We are thrilled that you have tuned in again today.
非常高兴呢，今天你能再一次收听我们的节目。
And I want to begin by talking about something that is not very pleasant.
在开始的时候，我想谈一点令人不太愉快的事情。
But it is very important to deal with.
但却是非常重要的。
Dishonesty is a problem to a lot of people.
不诚实是许多人身上存在的问题。
Yet the sad part is that many people don't think that dishonesty is a sin.
但可悲的是，很多人却不认为不诚实是一种罪。
Let's take, for example, the worker who leaves work early.
比如下班时间还没到，工人却提早走了。
Or spends his day talking to friends and not working.
或者整天跟朋友聊天不干活。
Or the shopkeeper who puts his finger on the scale to cheat the customer of a few extra grams.
还有店主为了欺骗顾客，缺斤少两的，就将手指头放在秤上。
Or the student who cheats on his exams.
或者是学生在考试中舞弊。
Or the merchant who overcharges the customer.
又或者是商人多收客户的钱。
All these people probably don't see themselves as thieves.
所有这些人可能并不认为自己是贼。
They say, I have never robbed a bank.
他们会说，我从没有抢过银行。
I have never stolen an automobile.
我也没有偷过汽车。
Most people think that the Eighth Commandment applies only to big robberies.
大多数人认为第八条诫命指的是那些大劫匪。
They think that when God said, do not steal, it applies only to burglars and thieves.
他们认为神说不可偷盗的时候，所指的是抢匪和窃贼。
But the original word for stealing, ganaf, is an all-encompassing word.
Ganaf 是偷窃这个词的原意，它是一个含义很广的词。
It means everything from larceny to taking the company's pen.
它包括大到偷窃犯罪，小到拿公司的一支笔。
In other words, the biblical definition of stealing is this.
换句话说，圣经中对偷窃的定义是
The taking of anything that does not belong to you regardless of its value.
无论其价值大小，拿走任何不属于你的东西都是偷窃。
Yet a large percentage of people would claim that they have never broken the Eighth Commandment.
的确，大多数人都声称自己从来没有违反过第八条诫命。
Yet not tithing your income is also stealing from God.
然而，没有将你的收入十一奉献，就是从神的家中偷窃。
If you have a Bible, please turn with me to Malachi chapter 3.
如果你手中有圣经，请跟我一同翻到马拉基书第三章。
And begin with us from verse 6.
让我们从第六节开始。马拉基书第三章六节到十二节。因我耶和华是不改变的，所以你们雅各之子没有灭亡。万军之耶和华说：“ 从你们列祖的日子以来，你们常常偏离我的典章而不遵守。现在你们要转向我，我就转向你们。你们却问说，我们如何才是转向呢？人岂可夺取神之物呢？你们竟夺取我的供物，你们却说，我们在何事上夺取你的供物呢？就是你们在当纳的十分之一和当献的供物上。因你们通国的人都夺取我的供物，咒诅就临到你们身上。万军之耶和华说，你们要将当纳的十分之一全然送入仓库，使我家有粮，以此试试我是否为你们敞开天上的窗户，倾覆于你们，甚至无处可容。万军之耶和华说，我必为你们斥责蝗虫，不容它毁坏你们的土产。你们田间的葡萄树在未熟之先也不掉果子。万军之耶和华说，万国必称你们为有福的，因你们的地必成为喜乐之地。
Now there are some people who misunderstand Malachi chapter 3.
其实有些人误解了马拉基书第三章。
They think that it means that God is a salesman who is trying to sell you a get-rich-quick scheme.
他们以为这里的意思是说，神是一个推销员，正试图向你推销一个快速致富的方案。
The people in Malachi's day were thinking the same thing.
马拉基书的那个时代，人们也是这么想的。
You see, human nature is never changed.
你瞧，人性从来没有改变过。
They were accusing God of unfaithfulness.
人们指责神不信实。
They were accusing God of not prospering them enough.
人们指责神没有让他们足够富有。
And that is why verse 6 is the foundational stone of this passage.
因此第六节是这一段信息的基础。
This passage is not really about money, it's about God.
这一段信息其实不是在谈钱，它是在讲神的事情。
Verse 6 says, I, the Lord, do not change.
第六节讲，因我耶和华是不改变的。
What does it mean that God does not change?
神不改变是什么意思呢？
It means that God cannot get better because he's perfect.
就是在说，神不会变得更好，因为他是完美的。
He cannot get worse because he is God and he's perfect.
他也不会变糟，因为他是神，是完善的神。
And so God is saying, I never change, but you do.
因此神说，我从不改变，但你们会。
In fact, God goes on to ask them to be changed back and to do the right thing.
事实上，神不断地劝人们回转，做正确的事。
What God is looking for is a changed heart.
神所期待的是被改变的心。
God is looking for people to change their own attitudes toward Him.
神期待人们转变对他的态度。
Not only that they stop accusing him of unfaithfulness,
不仅仅是不再指责神不信实,
but he wants them to realize that they are robbing God.
而是想要他们意识到自己在抢劫神。
He wants them to realize that as long as they are robbing God, they are thieves.
神想要他们意识到，当他们还在抢劫神，那就是贼。
And as long as they are thieves, they will not be blessed.
只要他们是贼，就得不到赐福。
And that's what God is saying to them.
这就是神想要对他们说的。
He is saying, until your hearts are changed and you stop robbing me, you will not be blessed.
神的意思是，只有等到你们的心被改变，不再抢劫我，你们才能得到赐福。
And the problem with those people is the same problem of our day and every day.
人们的问题是从那个时代到今天，甚至每一个时代都是相同的。
It is a problem with many believers today.
今天许多信徒也有这个问题。
Times have changed, but people have not.
时代不同了，但人没有改变过。
The reason people rob God and don't tithe and give offering to the work of the gospel.
人们之所以抢劫神，不实行十一奉献，不为福音事工奉献金钱。
The reason they do not give the money back that belongs to God.
不把属于神的金钱奉还。
Is because they do not trust God to provide for their needs.
那是因为他们不相信神会供应他们的需要。
They do not tithe because they do not trust God to meet their needs in the present nor in the future.
他们不做十一奉献，是因为他们不相信神能够满足他们现在和将来的需要。
God's concept of His people giving back to Him is as follows.
神对于他的百姓向他奉献的定义是这样的。
Imagine a silo full of grain.
想象一个装满谷子的粮仓。
And every time you turn the faucet and you give the first bucket to God,
每一次你打开闸门的时候，你将头一桶的粮食献给了神。
God keeps on filling it from the top.
神就会继续从上面将谷仓装满。
And when He has met all of your needs, there is always more left over.
当神满足了你所需要的之后，还会有余。
Some of you are not experiencing God's blessings right now.
有些人到现在还都没有经历过神的赐福。
Do you know why?
你知道为什么吗？
Because you are keeping the money that belongs to God.
因为你克扣了属于神的金钱。
Here's what God is saying.
神是这么说的。
He is saying the problem is not the problem of money.
他说那并不是钱的问题。
It is the problem of the heart.
而是人的心出了问题。
That really is the problem.
这才是问题真正的所在。
And it is manifesting itself in the tithe and offering.
只不过这个问题在十一奉献和向神回报的时候显露出来。
If you are robbing God, there is a problem with your heart.
如果你在抢劫神，说明你的心有问题。
You are not trusting God.
你不信任神。
But think with me for a minute.
现在请你和我一起这样的来思考。
If you trust God with your soul, will you not trust Him with your money?
如果你在灵魂上都能够信靠神，难道你在钱财上不能信靠他吗？
The eighth commandment is all about trusting God.
第八条诫命所讲的就是信靠神。
The eighth commandment is all about stewardship.
第八条诫命所讲的就是做管家的职分。
The eighth commandment is all about being good stewards of all that God has put in your hands.
第八条诫命所讲的就是做神的好管家，管理好神交在你手中的一针一线。
Good stewards are never greedy.
好管家绝不会贪婪。
The basic essence of greed is desiring something that doesn't belong to you.
对贪婪的基本定义就是渴望得到那些不属于你的东西。
The very essence of greed is desiring something for nothing.
贪婪的本质是不劳而获。
The very essence of greed is desiring something that you are not willing to work for.
贪婪的本质是只想得到某件东西，却不愿付出努力。
And that is why the good steward is not greedy.
因此，好管家是不贪婪的。
A good steward is not wasteful.
好管家不会浪费。
A good steward does not squander God's resources.
一个好管家不会浪费神的资源。
They do not spend it all on themselves and then they say, we don't have enough.
他们不会为了自己花光所有的，然后却说我们不够了。
Not returning to God what belongs to God is not only bad stewardship.
不将属于神的还给神，就不仅仅只是个坏管家而已。
The Bible calls it stealing from God.
圣经中把它称为偷窃属于神的东西。
There is something else about good stewards.
好管家还有另外一些品质。
Good stewards work hard.
好管家勤奋工作。
If the boss expects you to work 40 hours, you put in 50 hours.
如果老板希望你工作40小时，你就做50小时。
That's a good steward.
这才是一个好管家。
So in Malachi chapter 3, what God is saying is this.
所以在马拉基书第三章，神的意思是这样的。
He is saying, I am the changeless God.
他告诉我们，我是从不改变的神。
And I'm asking you to change.
但我要求你们改变。
I want you to change your heart toward me.
我希望你们将心回转到我身上来。
I want you to change your heart toward the possessions that I have placed in your hands.
我希望你们对于我交在你们手中的财产改变心态。
I want you to change your attitude from that of an owner to that of a steward and a manager.
我希望你们的态度从一个拥有者转变为一个管家和经营者。
I am asking you to change your attitude of distrust in me and my faithfulness to that of trust, commitment, and surrender.
我要求你们的态度从不信任我和我的信实转变为信靠、委身和降服。
Change your attitude and then see what God can do.
转变你们的心态，然后来看神的作为。
Change your heart from fear of the future to trusting in God's provision and see if God is not worthy of your trust.
将你心中对未来的恐惧转变为信靠神的供应，来看看神是不是值得你的信任。
Change your heart from wanting to accumulate to wanting to distribute and see what God will do for you.
将你的心意转变，从只想积存变为付出，来看看神会为你成就什么。
That's what God meant.
这就是神的心意。
Begin to see God for who He is.
让我们渐渐明白神的本质。
The God who loves you.
那位爱你的神。
The God who's concerned for every detail in your life.
那位关注着你生活中每一个细节的神。
The God who wants to bless you and longs to bless you.
那位愿意甚至是渴望要赐福给你的神。
The God who desires good for you.
那位渴望你得益处的神。
He is saying, I want you to change your heart.
他在告诉我们说，我希望你的心意更新。
I want you to change your attitude.
我希望你的态度转变。
I want you to trust me.
我希望你来信靠我。
That's what God is saying.
这就是神想要告诉我们的。
God was deeply angered by his people's distrust of him.
神对他的百姓不信任他感到深深的愤怒。
Not only did they distrust him, but they were accusing him of unfaithfulness.
他们不仅仅不信任神，而且还指责他不信实。
And that is why he speaks through Malachi and says the following.
因此神通过马拉基说了下面这句话。
I, the Lord, do not change, but you must, if you want to really be blessed by me.
因我耶和华是不改变的，但你们如果想得到我的赐福，就必须改变。
Change your heart.
转变你的心意。
Do something to prove that you trust in the Lord your God.
并且行出来，证明你信靠主你的神。
Step out in faith,
凭着信心迈出这一步
so that you may be blessed in the long run.
这样你才能长久的蒙福
because that is God's desire for you.
因为这是神对你的期望
God is saying, don't be greedy with what I have given you.
神告诉我们，不要对我过去赐给你们的贪得无厌
because that kind of attitude does not honor me.
因为这种态度不是尊重我。
Instead of stealing the money that belongs to God,
不要偷窃属于神的钱财。
Trust in Him and see what happens.
而要信靠神，来看神的作为。
God is completely trustworthy.
神是值得你完全信赖的。
God is entirely faithful.
神是完全信实的。
He is the keeper of His promises.
神信守他的应允。
He is the keeper of his side of the agreement.
神信守他的约定。
Because he is a changeless God.
因为他是从不改变的神。
It is my prayer that you will begin to change your heart.
我祈求你能够开始转变你的心意。
And then write to us and tell us.
请你写信告诉我们。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次节目里再会。
感谢大家收听今天的节目。原来偷盗也包含了偷盗神这个概念。是的，在这条看似简单的诫命中，其实呢又再次的指明了人的罪性，那就是贪婪和我们没有真正的去信靠神。亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，求神怜悯我们，使我们真正的成为他的好管家，也真正的来顺服和信靠他。好，亲爱的听众朋友们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。
情和意，天天滴滴涌入心底，让我们扶着清风相信，一分的耕耘千万回应，要坚持手握着心中的希望，爱世界就会跟着一起努力。我的心，你的心，四面八方牵引一颗颗爱心，我的心，你的心，随风扬起，向你发出震撼声音，交出你的心来，跟着我回应，路路难行还是可以说停就停，交出你的心来，跟着我相信，世界还有可以让你转身的天地，交出你的心来，跟着我回应，还是可以说停就停，交出你的心来，跟着我相信，世界还有可以让你转身的天地。情和意，点点滴滴涌入心底，让我们扶着清风相信，一分的耕耘千万回应，要坚持手握着心中的希望，爱世界就会跟着一
起努力。我的心，你的心，四面八方牵引一颗颗爱心。我的心，你的心，随风扬起，向你发出震撼声音。交出你的心来，跟着我回应，路路难行还是可以说停就停。交出你的心来，跟着我相信，世界还有可以让你转身的天地。交出你的心来，跟着我回应，路路难行还是可以说停就停。交出你的心来，跟着我相信，世界还有可以让你转身的天地。交出你的心来，跟着我回应，堵路难行还是可以说停就停。交出你的心来，跟着我相信，世界还有可以让你转身的天地。交出你的心来，跟着我回应，堵路难行还是可以说停就停。交出你的心来，跟着我相信，世界还有可以让你转身的天地。交出你的心来，跟着我回应，心还是可以说停就停。交出你的心来，跟着我相信，世界还有可以让你转身的天地。交出你的心来，跟着我回应，路路难行还是可以说停就停。交出你的心来，跟着我相信，世界还有可以让你转身的天地。
人是生，一辈子不留白。